everybody. Good morning. This is Renee Mariano, and my show is called Life Matters, and I am grateful on SKQ Community Radio, 89.5 FM in Ashland and 94.1 FM in Medford, Oregon. So, we're going to start our show with my theme song, and it's letting you know that there is a secret to life. You can hear me?
The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. Any fool can do it. There ain't nothing to it. Nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill. Since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is in opening up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let that stand in your way. 'Cause anyone knows that love is the only road. And since we're on for a while, might as well show some style. Give us a smile.
Now you know the secret of life. So guess what? I have the privilege, the honor of interviewing Gina Duquesne this morning. She is running for city council seat number 5. 5. Put your hand up and count your fingers if you have them all. And she is just an amazing human being and is so supportive of our beautiful Ashland, Oregon. So I have to read this first. And this is called a disclaimer. So any views or opinions expressed are solely those of the host, that's me, and the guests, that's Gina, and are not necessarily representative of those of KSKQ. So make sure you know that as we do this interview, because I am a huge supporter. Remember, I read the disclaimer of Gina Duquesne. So good morning.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good and okay. Grateful to be here.
I'm grateful you are here. I just tell us a little bit about how you came to Ashland, you know, a little bit of your story.
Well, I was introduced to Ashland about 16 years ago. And my partner brought, she told me that I would love Ashland. She goes, there's this place and you're going to love it. And I'm like, Oregon, what do people do in Oregon?
You so know? Where were you living?
I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California.
LA.
And then grew up and kind of merged out of the LA area, but always in LA County, always in that area. And I moved to South Bay for quite some time. I lived there, and then I moved to San Fernando Valley, and little did I know that I'd wind up in Ashland, Oregon.
Gorgeous.
I fell in love with this place, and it was very interesting. We were on our way to Seattle, so we thought we'd drive and take the scenic route, and we get off the 5 freeway, and it was evening time, and the first thing I saw was this ARCO sign. And Josh is telling me, oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love this place. It's wonderful. And the first thing I see is the ARCO sign. And across the street is the Knight Motel.
Oh.
But the K was burned out and the M was burned out. So it was very interesting. And I thought, okay, this is this place that I'm going to love. And we get off at exit 14 and we start to drive towards town. And I saw Churchill Hall. Mm-hmm. And then we started to drive down Siskiyou, and it turns into Maine. And I just thought, oh, my goodness, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it was instantly the comfort level, the vibe, the ease. The next morning, I got up, and we just walked all over Ashland. And that's something you don't do in L.A. because nobody walks in L.A. So it was just very, it was just a very warm place. You walk down the street. And people actually wave at you and
say hello.
And it's like, who are these people? So Ashland was an easy place to fall in love with. And we went to Seattle, had a great time, went back home. And I told my children about it. And they were like, oh, okay. And a couple of visits later, my son came with us. My son immediately fell in love with Ashland. And he lives here now. He's been here for 12 years now, and he works at Ashland Food Co-op, and he will live here forever. So love that guy.
So I'm so excited that you're running for this office. We need someone like you pay attention to us. So I'm going to read this. Gina works for a local hotelier and is a longtime member of Ashland's Housing and Human Services Commission. Gina Duquesne has a long history of involvement and activism on progressive causes in our community, working on housing issues, LGBTQ issues, and has leveraged her connections with the business community to make substantial progress toward creating solutions to help Ashlanders in need. This is, I didn't write this, but somebody wonderful wrote it, and I'm just quoting him. She will bring a new and much needed perspective to the city council. Much needed. And I can think of few candidates in recent years that have been so ready to hit the ground running as she. I enthusiastically endorse and encourage Ashland voters to support Gina for City Council number 5. She'll be an excellent addition to our local leadership. I am thankful she has chosen to step up and offer to serve. We're lucky in these trying times to have someone with Gina's experience and worldview running for council. It's very important for the Ashland community, who have had few voices to speak for us. Mm. So she'll be an important voice. Gina is without a doubt the easiest decision on the ballot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have so many questions for you.
Thank you.
So we got a few.
Okay.
And so I would like you to talk about initially the Alameda fire. Mm-hmm. I think that that's on everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what your thoughts for next fire season and what we can do better or different.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was a catastrophic fire and something that I've never experienced. And so many people I've spoken with have never experienced. And first off, I would like to give a big thank you and a shout out to our firefighters and our first responders. Renee, these people are epic, and I applaud them, and I'm so grateful that they're here for us, and I know that they have our safety. When the fires broke out, it was very interesting. Like I said, these are very interesting times, and we've never experienced this before. So preparing for next year, because we will have a wildfire, a fire season next year. And I see that not only do we have wildfires, but we have climate fires and we have man-made fires. And thinking broadly, I know Lomacotsi and Oregon Department of Forestry, they do an amazing job out there keeping the brush clean and the forestry cleaned and doing the burns throughout the year. Mm-hmm. That is a blessing. And I feel like the residents of Ashland, we need to take ownership too and be fire wise and understand what that means for each of our neighborhoods. And most importantly, well, there's several important things, but one of them I think about an evacuation plan.
Yes.
Renee, I mean, when I read about Paradise, 20% of the people who died in that fire died trying to get out.
Right.
Trying to get out of Paradise in their cars. Mm-hmm. And so something that I don't want to see that happen here. None of us want to see that happen here. So an evacuation plan, not only for Ashland, but for our neighboring cities around us. Because one thing we learned from the Alameda fire is what affects one affects all. This fire started on the north end of Ashland and went all the way to Phoenix. So this to me is we've got to be able to have an evacuation in plan for, let's look at Jackson County. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Jackson County because we were impacted, I believe, the most out of Oregon. So if we, having that evacuation plan in place, having communication so that SART or CERT, the volunteers, can communicate with our first responders and our firefighters to know where we are and where we stand in this. And then very important is to be able to have our alarm systems at full capacity at all times and have more than one individual be able to alarm, to alert these alarm systems.
Absolutely.
You know, Renee, like when we were in school and when you're at work, you have a fire alarm and you know the day before that morning, okay, kids, okay, employees, we're going to have a fire alarm.
A fire drill.
A fire drill. Yes. There you go. Everybody out. So to be able to have that put out via social media or on the website and people know that on this day we are going to have an emergency alert practice so that people will know that the alarm's going to go off but nothing's happening but we're just going to practice this, and to have it at full capacity at all times is so important. So between the alert, emergency alert, the evacuation plan that everybody's knowledgeable about, and it's updated as needed, and it's on the city's website, not just Ashland, but all of our neighboring cities, because we're all in this together. And to have that open communication is so important. and the city council, I want to see us support our firefighters, not cutting their budgets, support them, give them the tools that they need and the firefighters that we need. And so that's just part of what I'm looking at into the future. And right now it's clean up, take care of our people, you know, God bless them.
Bless your heart. I love this. So I, you know, I have a really weird question. Who is your Shiro? Hero with an S.
Yes,
in
yes.
In the beginning. Who is that?
For me, the person nearest and dearest to my heart, Renee, is my great-grandmother. My great-grandmother was part of the Negro migration that took place in the 30s. And she packed up my mom, who was born in 1930. And so this was in 1933. My mom was three. And she packed up my mom, my grandmother, my great aunts and my one uncle, my great uncle, put everybody in the car. And I think the story goes, it was two cars and a truck, packed up everything and moved us to California because that's where everybody went for success. Mm-hmm. And so picked us all up, moved us to California. And this woman had such a vision for her family. And she had so much courage, and she washed clothes and cleaned house and did what she needed to do because she wanted more for her family and for her children. And I applaud her. And this woman did it with joy, always with joy. She was always enthusiastic and excited. If someone didn't have food, they were at our table. We always had these strangers coming, but it was for us, it was, this is your uncle so-and-so and your aunt so-and-so, and okay, you know, and it was just a joyful house. And this woman had so much tenacity and so much hope and so much love in her life, and she just oozed with it. And for me, when I think about trivial things that are happening in the world, I think about my great-grandmother. When I think about things that are catastrophic or just unimaginable things happening in the world and where we are, I think about my great-grandmother. She was, for me, the epic picture of what I wanted to be when I grow up.
And you are. You are brave. Centered. By the way, P.S. I know Gina for several years, and I'm so impressed. I mean, you know, it takes a lot of bravery to do a show like this. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
And this is only my sixth, but I look at you and admire so much.
Thank
your tenacity.
You.
Your grandma, great-grandma.
Great-grandma.
Incarnate.
Yes, thank you.
So I have another question. Talk to us about affordable and workforce housing in this town, because I know you're for the people.
Yes.
And I'm one of the people that serves the people.
Yes.
And affordable housing is difficult. For a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And so tell us what your future looks like regarding this topic.
Do you know, that's something that's kind of near and dear to me. Affordable housing, workforce housing, so many people work in Ashland but can't afford to live in Ashland.
Yeah.
Affordable housing, I found out that it cost so much money, $1,200 to $1,800. I think this young woman told me $1,200 to live on campus.
Wow.
And I was so surprised.
This
in
is
that.
A month.
Yes.
$1,200
yes.
a month. Folks.
Yes. And I was really surprised in the numbers. And so many students can't find housing. So many families move out of Ashland because young families have told me, you know, I have to either not pay my utility bills so that I can pay my rent or pay my rent and you know, not pay the utility. And I don't feel like anybody should be in that position.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of people in talent, the homeowners in talent and in Phoenix and part of Medford, that decided they couldn't pay their fire insurance or they wouldn't be able to eat. So that's a tragedy. It's a tragedy for everyone.
It is. It really is. And something that being on the Housing and Human Service Commission, something that these people have worked on this commission so hard to do the research and working with city staff to get answers to how can we move this forward. Right now on Clay Street, there is a division called Snowberry, and now they have broken ground and they're working on Snowberry Part 2. And that is very exciting. And this is opening up affordable homes for our residents. The bad thing about it is that there's a list as long as from here to the border for people who would like to occupy these homes. Mm-hmm. There's different other opportunities also. So Snowberry's a good thing. That's opening up. I mean, they've broken ground. That's beginning to happen. And then there's the Transit Triangle and then the Normal Project where we can build additional affordable housing. This has been on the table. This has been discussed forever. I don't want to quote how many years, but it's been on the table for years. And it's time to move forward with that. And it's time to go out and break ground. The Transit Triangle can open up and have affordable housing, and we can have businesses on one level, homes on another level. I would like to see more child care in Ashland, affordable child care for those families who work here and live here. I'd like to be able to, if I am on city council.
Oh, not if. It's a when.
But this is, thank you. This is something that I know we can make happen. We have so many commissions here in the city of Ashland, and to be able to actually work for the city council, to work with the commissions, listen to the commission leaders from the planning commissioners to the housing to the transportation, and how can we work together, all get in the same room and make sure that we can move affordable housing forward. And speaking to affordable builders and developers and incentivizing them to come into Ashland and build more affordable homes is so important.
Yes, yes. Well, I have another question. Okay. I'm just full of questions today. Let's talk about the unhoused residents, the displaced residents, and let's also talk about the winter shelters. You know, I want to know what you think about that.
Well, you know, Renee, Aura's doing a great job with the winter shelters. They're going to open up November 1st.
Who's doing a good job?
Aura, O-R-A-H. Goodness, I am not sure what that stands for.
O-R-A-H.
Aura, they're doing a great job opening up the winter shelter.
Oh, good.
And Jobs with Justice, they're doing a great job with the feeding our unhoused, and so is Uncle Food's Kitchen, the Peace House.
Wow.
But when the winter shelters open, it's a temporary thing, and then the winter shelters are going to close. So something that I would like to see happen is there's property on the north end of town that is so, it's a perfect location. I've toured the property with partners like United Way, La Clinica, Jobs with Justice, Rogue Retreat, and we've all looked at the possibilities. And the Peace House was there, and a city council person was there, and we've toured this property, and it's the perfect location to have housing for our unhoused year round.
And the city owns it, right?
The city owns that property. Part of it is in the county line, so there's going to have to be some negotiation. We have to look at the zoning. We have to look at the county line.
How many acres?
It's 21, I think it's 27 acres.
27 acres.
And there's structure there, and there's it's just the perfect location. But it's the zoning, being in the county, being in the city, and going to the table and seeing how we can get that ball rolling. Because, Renee, it might not be able to happen in a matter of months. However, it can happen. And as long as people have been looking at it, we could be there already. Yeah. It can be occupied. And I feel when we toured that property, I was so blown away and excited. And to hear La Clinica say, yes, we can do this. And to hear United Way support and Jobs with Justice, to see that that's there. And it's just sitting there vacant. And meanwhile... We have unhoused residents of Ashland. We also are still living in this pandemic world, and we need to take care of our residents and our people. And, you know, Renee, Rogue Retreat, you know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Chad was there, and he's the executive director of Rogue Retreat, and they've done so much. I just saw on the news the other day that Roseburg has taken a page from Rogue Retreat.
Wow.
And Roseburg, they're doing these beautiful tents, and then they're covered so people are sheltered. And we can do it too here in Ashland. So we have the property. It's just a matter of getting to the table with all the right people and moving forward towards a solution.
So I also want to tell you that I am interviewing at the end of the month the CEO of United Way. And
Deanne's amazing.
Yes, she's amazing. And she's agreed to have me interview her at the end of the month, the last Thursday of the month.
Oh, I'll have to tune in and
Please,
listen to that.
People, tune in.
Yes, I'll have to tune in and listen to that. Yeah.
So, I have one more question, then we're going to take a little music break.
Okay.
And that's tourism. It's a big question. And what does it mean to diversify tourism in Ashland? Mm-hmm.
Well, something I feel this pandemic has definitely shown is that we cannot put all of our eggs in one basket. In my experience living in Ashland, Ashland has been a tourist town. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of our money maker. And to be able to look at Ashland, Renee, we have attractions that never close. I mean, there's so much that Ashland has to give.
So tell me some of those.
Well, you look at tourism, I look at year-round tourism. Yep. We have Mount Ashland that is beautiful in the wintertime. And Ashland, just downtown Ashland, looks like a snow globe in the wintertime. So to be able to keep things open and keep the money rolling, we have the only national park in Oregon is Crater Lake, our crown jewel. Mm-hmm. And people come from all over the world to experience Crater Lake. Mm-hmm. And we have world-winning cheese at the Rogue Creamery. And hiking, biking, trails, fly fishing, the Rogue River. We have so much camping. We have so much. So for me, I look at, let's diversify it. Let's let the world know what we really have to offer and not just everything in one basket.
Right.
Our wine was over. They wrote about us in, I think it was the Times. The wine is delicious, the culinary experience. We have so much to offer. So let's not put our eggs in one basket.
And that basket is beautiful and wonderful, and we can't even go. We can't even go to Shakespeare, to Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Right
now. And
but they're having a special thing happening too.
Yes, the gala.
The gala, and that's coming up on the November 9th.
Yes, that is coming up. So I'm excited for that. We have so much to offer, and I just want to share it. And working with the chamber and working with local businesses, I just want to be able to share it with everybody.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So thank you for that. I'm so in agreement. because I reside here and and I pay attention. You know, a lot of people recently at one of your talks said, you know, I haven't been paying attention. I came here to retire and I haven't been paying attention to the civic things that are going on here. And this, you've incited so many people and excited so many people to pay more attention. And, you know, I appreciate that so much. And so I think we're going to take a little music break. And then we'll come back and talk more to Gina. And this, I love this song. I just heard it earlier. And so here we go. Sorry, that took a while. I'm really new at this.
Change the world, what it used to be. Can't do it alone. say, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Come on now. Wake up, everybody. I'm talking about don't push up. Stop pushing that don't push.
This is about waking up, everybody. It's about knowing what's good for Ashland, Oregon. And Gina Duquesne is good for Ashland, Oregon. And I haven't been paid a penny to do this. So here's another thing I want to talk about with music behind my voice. Here's another thing I want to talk about with music behind my voice. Here's another way to support KSKQ. Donate your car, your boat, your motorcycle, or truck to the station. It's an easy way to get rid of unwanted vehicles because we take care of all the details. We schedule the pickup of your vehicle. And we... I'm still learning this board, folks. And after it's sold at auction, KSKQ gets the proceeds, and you get a receipt for a tax-deductible contribution. Call 877-411-3662 to start the process today and support community radio in the Rogue Valley. Also, I want you to know that everyone that works here are committed to the quality of this station, and no one is paid. Everyone is volunteer, including moi. So let's go back to Gina. Let's go back to Gina.
Okay.
Here we are.
Okay.
Okay, I can hear you. Can you hear me? I'm working this board, folks. Okay, it's really going. Okay. What am I doing wrong?
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Okay. Hello, everybody. It's me fumbling along, but I'll learn to be more proficient as time
You're
goes
great,
on.
Renee. Thank You're you. Great. Trust me.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Gina. So I also want to say this, and then we'll move forward. The supporters of Gina Duquesne for City Council number 5 are Our Revolution, POW, Progressive Women of Oregon Central, United Oregon, listen to this one, Oregon AFL-CIO, yay, Oregon, Southern Oregon Central Labor Chapter. How about this one? The Tidings, folks. And last but not least at this point, Ashland Firefighters Association Local 1269. This is phenomenal. Get behind this woman. She will make Ashland even better. We can't make it more gorgeous, but we can sure make it better for everyone here.
Thank you so much, Renee. I really appreciate you putting the endorsements out there because they've been so supportive of the campaign and the vision for Ashland, the direction that we're going in. So I really appreciate that you read them. Well, put it out there.
You're so welcome, Gina. We were talking while the music was playing. Yes. Tell me more.
Well, you know, just kind of where we left off in laughter was that I was saying that I don't know if I mentioned that my family actually originated in Texas. So that's where my great-grandmother and my family were, in Texas and then California. And my family is still in Texas and California. Some people actually went back. So most of us are here on the West Coast. And like I mentioned, my son is here in Ashland. Yeah. And, you know, just our conversation about how beautiful Ashland is and the things that we can do as a community to keep it sustainable and whole, and looking at Mother Earth and the climate and making sure that we are mindful of what we do. And something, Renee, I wanted to share really quick is that I was reading about some of the opportunities that we as just average everyday people, sometimes we look at the climate and go, oh, but what can I do? I'm just one individual. Mm-hmm. And recycling and compost are one of the biggest things that we can do on a daily basis as individuals to cut down on consumption, because consumption is one of the biggest offenders to the planet. And if we are mindful about how much we throw away daily,
yep,
the average person has about 5 to 7 pounds of waste a day. And we can cut that back to 3 or 2 or 5. That would be amazing. So compost, everybody, and recycle, and let's do it right. So we all have a part to play in this. And just to educate ourselves about what the right things to do for Mother Earth, because there is no plan B.
Well, you know, what's interesting. I just looked on my calculator and it's 1,095 pounds a year at 3 pounds a day.
Wow.
1,000, almost 1,100 pounds from each individual. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when we think about that, we can really truly make a difference and get rid of the plastics. And just when I go to the grocery store and I see what the food is wrapped in.
Yep.
And just these things that we don't think about. And now I'm very, very aware, even more so. So for us to be aware and use our brown bags instead of those plastic bags when we go to the store and buy our vegetables, or just bring our own cloth bag and go home and wash our vegetables, and be aware and be mindful of Mother Earth.
Plus, don't leave your car or truck running while you're waiting for somebody. It's a pet peeve of mine, because I just, on the way here, saw that in the parking lot. And it's just, please understand, yes, you need to be comfortable, but that's just destroying the air.
It is.
So let's go to something else.
Okay.
I got one more.
Okay.
What can the city of Ashland and the council do to make people of color feel more welcome?
Good question.
I think it is.
Good question.
Yeah.
When I think about the city council, I think about the city council and our local government needs to be more mindful of the ordinances and the policies that are written that can impact people of color, marginalized communities, and be mindful before those things are written. And just don't make up your mind that, okay, this is what works for me, but do you consider, have you asked anyone in the BIPOC community, Black, Indigenous, people of color? Where are we represented? And speaking of representation, this me running for this position is so much bigger than I am. It's so much bigger than I am. I want to see people who look like me. And I want little Black and brown girls and boys to see, look, she did it. I can do it too. I want to go there, Renee, and literally knock that door open, push that door open, and have more BIPOC community in representation. Okay. I would like to, when people hire, the hiring process, think about who you're hiring and who you're promoting and what positions you're putting people in. I want Ashland to walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, 100%. We can be that beacon of peace. We have so many different, this is really a diverse community already, but we need to recognize and embrace our differences.
Absolutely.
Because our differences make us strong. And to be able to go somewhere and know that I'm welcome no matter what I'm wrapped in, who I am, but I am welcomed here and I do belong here. I encourage people to accept our differences, because when we can start to accept our differences and see how wonderful they are, then we thrive rather than to shut the door on it. And so I've been speaking to so many people lately, Renee, and I hear the word community, community, community. Well, in that big word is the little word unity.
Yes.
And I want us to unite. I want us to always be united. I want us to have that open communication. And that's part of what I'm all about. Because when we're fragmented and we're in two, you know, all everybody's in their tribe or in their corner and there's no communication, then that's not a good thing.
Well, one thing we talked about while the music was playing was, you know, this is not going to be an easy job because there are a lot of people stuck in their bubble, if you will. And so when there's disagreement, what are you going to do about it?
Well, you know, Renee, I am a hopeful optimistic, and I'm also a realist. Everybody's not always going to agree with me, and I get that. So when somebody says no to me, they have to tell me why. And talk to me and explain this why to me. And I would definitely do the same with that other individual. I am open to listening and collaborating. I don't know everything. I don't know anybody who does know everything. Right. But one thing I do know is that through collaboration and bringing everyone at the table, we can get to the solution. And there is a solution. It may take us time to get there. And I know that things are going to take time. However, in this seat, in seat number 5, if I get a chance to sit there for 4 years, we are going to move towards that solution and make the solutions. The people of Ashland listening to different groups of people, hearing people talk. So many, and we have so many intelligent people in our mm-hmm. little town, and there are so many different groups of people who have put together strategies and strategic plans, and they all sound amazing. However, everyone is in their little bubble and everyone's yeah. in their group and they're doing their thing. Mm-hmm. I want to bring people together. Mm-hmm. And I want us to discuss those strategic plans and see how we can come together and make a strong plan, one master plan that we can adopt and we can share with our neighboring cities and towns that we can adopt and move forward. Ashland has so much potential, and I don't think we're even aware of how much potential we have, and I am passionate about that.
Yes, that's a great way to end this interview. I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It makes me look good, and I like that.
Oh, you
and
always look good,
you
girl.
You look good, and that's good too. And so I have to read this again. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Renee. Oh, I appreciate this.
My pleasure. I hope we get to air this again before the election. That's what I'm asking everyone to let us do, and we'll see if that works. Please, please. Okay, so here it is. Any views or options expressed are solely those of the host and guests and are not necessarily representative of those of KSKQ 89.5 FM Ashland and 94.1 FM Medford. So I have some music to play, and I'm not going to play it. James Taylor is going to, no, actually it's Steve Forbert that's going to play it. And I want to read this. I always find a poem, Gina. When giving is all we have. And this is by Alberto Rios. One river gives its journey to the next. We give because someone gave to us. We give because nobody gave to us. We give because giving has changed us. We give because giving could have changed us. We have been better for it. We have been wounded by it. Giving has many faces. It is loud and it is quiet. Big, though small. Diamond in wood nails. Its story is old, the plot worn and the pages too. But we read this book anyway over and over again. Giving is first and every time, hand to hand, mine to yours, yours to mine. You gave me blue and I gave you yellow. And together we are simple green. You gave me what you did not have, and I gave you what I had to give. Together, we made something greater from the difference. Yay, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
And here we go. Some music. And this is Steve Forbert. And it's the title, I always end my shows with this, is You Cannot Win If You Do Not Play. Right, Gina? Right?
Isn't that's the truth. That's yes. the truth.
Okay, here we go. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
Come
you.
Next week. And Kathy Colley, I'm going to interview Kathy Colley. And she is an amazing community member and will teach you a lot. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Ralph Nader, you guys.
Why the way felt like that? Obsession.